This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tom McInerney, retired U.S. Air Force general. He's also a Fox News military analyst, and we want to get his thoughts today on the state of our fight against the Taliban and other terrorist elements in Afghanistan as President Obama today meets with Afghan President Hamid Karzai at the White House. And, General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, the president says we are making progress. We can see considerable progress on the ground. What's your sense of just how much we have achieved, especially since the president's announcement back in December?
Well, I think we have gotten a good part of the troop force over there that are new, which is a plus. We did a fairly good job in Helmand province when we took the capital down. The question, that's where the drugs are. The question now awaits us, and it's really going to be the litmus test, is Kandahar, the city of Kandahar, in the southern part of Afghanistan. Can we take that back from the Taliban? The jury is still out, let's put it that way. And I want to be very careful not to be overly optimistic.
General, in terms of the upcoming fight for Kandahar that you mentioned, when can we expect that? And is this the basket that we're putting most of our eggs in? Is the Taliban putting most of its eggs in? Just how significant will this fight be?
Well, we don't know yet if the Taliban are going to fight in Kandahar. The fight, the shaping part of the battle is already going. We're moving troops in, et cetera. We've announced what we're going to do. The intention, I believe, of the commander, General McChrystal, is by announcing this, is that the Taliban will just leave and there won't be a fight, because it would have to be an urban fight. We clearly don't want to have a battle like we had in Ramallah. So again, the early stages, we don't know. It's the shaping part of the battle. We're hoping that the Taliban will elect to ease out and not fight. But I have seen some indications that they do intend to reinforce, and that will remain to be seen how much combat in the city, because combat in cities, urban combat, is very, very difficult and challenging, as we found out from Ramallah.
That is certainly the case. And General, I know that we've had many guests on the program, and I know you've expressed concerns about this as well. What's your sense at this point, whether even if we achieve all of our military objectives, that given the timetable that the president's put in place here about the beginning of withdrawal of U.S. forces potentially as early as the summer of next year, that the Afghans are capable of holding those gains?
I'm very skeptical. I'm very, very skeptical that they're able to do it. We've got a country that's fundamentally in the 15th century, and we're trying to bring it into the 21st century in a nation building. I'm very skeptical that we can do that, and I'm very concerned. Clearly, coming out next July 2011 is much too early. And so I think the president, when he says that, he's using it as a benchmark. But anybody that knows what's going on over there knows that we can't start the drawdown a year from now.
General, the president also reiterating today during his joint press conference that this is not solely a military operation. There's an economic angle to this. There's obviously a diplomatic process to this as well. What kind of progress are we seeing in those areas?
Well, you know, there's a huge amount of corruption over there, and it's a way of life in the Middle East. And for us to go over there and say we're going to get rid of it is very naive, and that's what makes it difficult. So we've poured a lot of money in there, but the effectiveness is really questionable. And that's what's bothersome to me. We're trying to do something that maybe is impossible. It was easier to do in Iraq because Iraq was far more advanced than Afghanistan is. I mean, you've got villages there that you go over to the next one that I've said on this program before that, you know, they're in the 13th century, and you go to one, it may be in the 15th century. And so their way of life is just very difficult to change. We're not going to do it, and so I think we've got to make sure we've got the right objective. So that's what's bothering me. Now, the real question is, how do we defeat radical Islam in the form of the Taliban there? That is the key question. But as I've said before in this, they themselves have to defeat radical Islam. We can't. They have to do it. But we don't even define it. This president has never said that the threat is radical Islam. He says it's Al-Qaeda. He says it's the Taliban. Those are just the brand names. That doesn't say what the ideology is. So he's giving guidance as commander-in-chief without identifying the ideology. So you can see why I'm troubled on what we're trying to do. It is a very challenging problem. And then you swing it back here to the United States, and you've got Major Nadal Hassan, you've got the underwear bomber Abdulmutallab, and this latest chap trying to blow up in New York, and we don't define what the ideology is. Now, the meeting with Karzai, Greg, today was a smooth-over meeting. It's trying to give the good feeling, and I think it was an important meeting that they look like they're coordinating because they've really gotten out of sync. And so that in itself is important, but we have a very daunting task in front of us, and I'm not very optimistic that we have the right strategy.
Real quickly, talk a little bit about the importance of being in sync. How far off do you think we were, and how important is it that we are on the same page going forward?
Well, we can't win unless we are on the same page. And we started to get on opposite pages, and which means we're going to get out of sync, which means even with the right strategy, you couldn't win. So that was the naivete of the Obama administration, and he could go over and demand things just like he tried to do with Netanyahu. You know, let's face it, he's a community organizer. He doesn't have these kind of experiences, and so I think that he got out in front of his headlights, realized what he had done when he went over there in his last visit, and so now he's starting to try to make up for that and work the problem. But again, I think we've got some very challenging moments in front of us, Greg.
General, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.